Tehran has agreed to a nuclear swap deal to ship some of its enriched uranium to Turkey for further processing. The UN-backed agreement was signed following talks with Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan and Brazil's President Lula da Silva in the Iranian capital. Tehran was facing new UN sanctions over its controversial nuclear program. Western countries feared Iran was trying to acquire nuclear weapons, whereas Tehran insists its atomic program is purely peaceful. Let's now cross over to Tehran, where we're joined by Professor Fuad Izzadi, a politics professor from the University of Tehran. Hello to you, Professor Izzadi. Why has this deal to enrich uranium abroad been agreed upon now, do you think?
Iran has been saying for a number of months that it is interested in this deal. The Western governments led, a number of Western governments led by the United States have been not very enthusiastic about reaching a deal with Iran because the main problem they have with Iran is of a political nature, and if they reach a deal with Iran, then that political pretext is going to be out of their hand. So they have not been very enthusiastic in reaching a deal with Iran, and as you know, this deal that was signed in Tehran today was signed between Iran, Brazil, and Turkey, and I think Iran is hoping that U.S. and a number of Western governments would follow soon and sign a deal that is useful for both sides.
Yes, you mentioned Turkey there. Why was Turkey chosen as Iran's partner in the deal after previous plans for Russian involvement collapsed?
As you know, Turkey is a neighbor of Iran, and Iran and Turkey have good relations. The previous deal included Russia. The new deal also includes Russia. Russia is going to be part of this anyway, because the announcement that Iran had this morning was with regard to this engagement that they have with Brazil and Turkey, and they're hoping to sign a deal with Russia, United States, and France so that the second part of the deal is implemented as well.
Do you think this will satisfy the United Nations then in terms of sanctions?
You know, UN has never really had a problem with Iran. UN, as you know, has you know, five members that are part of the Security Council, five permanent members, and a number of those five permanent members, namely U.S., French, and France, and Russia, and UK, have had political problems with Iran for the last 30 years or so. So, as you know, IAEA, the UN body that overlooks countries' nuclear program, has repeatedly said that they have not found any evidence that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapons program. So the problem Iran has had has not been with the UN or IAEA. The problem has been between Iran and the United States. And as I said, this is a political problem more than anything else.
Well, indeed, the West was skeptical a swap deal would be reached, and now it has. Do you think this will allay fears that Iran wants to make a nuclear device?
You know, the deal that was reached was very important because if this goes through, it's a sign that the U.S. and a number of Western countries that have had problems with Iran's nuclear program have indirectly accepted the idea that Iran is allowed to enrich uranium inside the country, because as you know, the deal goes to, you know, refers to the fact that Iran enriches uranium inside and then swaps that 3.5% uranium for 20% uranium that is going to get in exchange. So if this deal goes through, then the countries that have had problems with Iran's nuclear program are indirectly saying that they accept Iran's right to enrich uranium, which is under international law acceptable. You know, any country is allowed to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. The problem with Iran's program has been, as I said, more of a political problem. The number of Western governments have had problems with Iran's government, and they didn't want to allow Iran to do what other countries normally do under international law.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now. Professor Izzardi, live from Tehran, thank you for joining us with your thoughts today.